Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 22, Epilogue. So after offering obeisances to Kashi Mishra, the king returned to his palace and called for both Gopinath and the eldest prince. You are now excused for all the money you owe the treasury, and the place known as Malajathya Dandapata is again given to you for collections. Do not again misappropriate the revenue of the government. So in case you think your salary is insufficient, henceforward it will be doubled. And after saying this, King Prataparudra appointed Gopinath by offering him a silken wrapper for his body. Go now to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after taking permission from Lord Chaitanya, then go to your home. I bid you farewell. Now you may go. And so, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Gopinath Patanayaka achieved the result of kingly opulence due to but a glimpse of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Therefore, no one can calculate the full value of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. For Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted onto the Changa to be killed, and all his money was taken away. But instead, Gopinath's debts were excused, and he was appointed collector in the very same place. On one hand, Gopinath Patanayaka was unable to clear his debt, even by selling all of his possessions. But on the other hand, his salary was now doubled, and he was honored with the silken wrapper. But it was not the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopinath Patanayaka be excused of his debt to the government, nor was it Lord Chaitanya's desire that Gopinath's salary be doubled or that Gopinath be reappointed collector at the same place. When Gopinath Patanayaka's servant went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informing him of Gopinath's plight, Lord Chaitanya became somewhat agitated and dissatisfied. So, Lord Chaitanya had no intention of awarding his devotee the happiness of material opulence, and yet, simply because of Lord Chaitanya's being informed, such a great result was obtained. So no one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva can understand the intentions of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kashi Mishra then went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, informing Lord Chaitanya in detail of all of the king's intentions. And upon hearing about Kashi Mishra's tactics with the king, Lord Chaitanya said, "What have you done, Kashi Mishra? You have made me indirectly take help from the king." "No, my dear lord. The king has done this without reservations. Kindly hear his statement. Speak to Lord Chaitanya in such a way that he will not think, 'Oh, for my sake, the king has forfeited 200,000 kahanas of gaudis.' Inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the sons of Bhavananda Roy are especially dear to me. Why, I consider them like members of my own family. Therefore, I have appointed them collectors in various places. And although they spend the government's money, eat, drink, plunder, and distribute it as they like, I do not take them very seriously. Why, I even made Ramananda Roy the governor of Rajamahendri, and there is practically no account of whatever money Ramananda took and distributed while in that position. And having been appointed collector, Gopinath in the same way also generally spends 200,000 to 400,000 kahanas as he likes. Gopinath Patanayaka would collect some and pay some, spending it at will. But I never considered this very seriously. This time, however, Gopinath was put into trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince. The prince created this situation without my knowledge. But I actually consider all of the sons of Bhavananda Roy to be like my relatives. And because of my intimate relationship with them, I have now absolved Gopinath Patanayaka of all of his debts. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done is only because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavananda Rai. Having heard from Kashi Mishra all these statements concerning King Prataparudra's mentality, Lord Chaitanya became very happy. Just at that time, Bhavananda Roy arrived there. Bhavananda Roy, along with his five sons, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lifted Ramananda Roy up and embraced him. Thus, Ramananda Roy and all of his brothers and their father met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, Bhavananda Roy began speaking. My lord, all these members of my family are your eternal servants. You have saved us from this great danger. Therefore you have purchased us for a proper price. You have now demonstrated your love for your devotees, just as when you previously saved the five Pandavas from great danger. Gopinath Patanayaka, his head covered with the silken wrapper, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, describing in detail King Prataparudra's mercy upon him. Oh my lord, the king has excused me for the balance due. King Prataparudra has reappointed me to my post by honoring me with this silken cloth, and he has doubled my salary. I was lifted upon the Changa to be killed, but instead I was honored with this silken cloth. O Lord Chaitanya, this is all your mercy. While on the Changa, I began meditating upon your lotus feet, and the power of that remembrance has yielded all of these results. Struck with wonder by my affairs, the populace is glorifying the greatness of your mercy. However, my lord, these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet, for material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, this is all simply a glimpse of the result of your mercy. Your real mercy has been granted to my brothers, Ramananda Roy and Vaninath Roy, for you have detached them from all material opulence. So I think that I have not been favored by such mercy. So now, kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy, so that I may also become renounced like them. I am no longer interested in material enjoyment. No. If all of you adopt the renounced order and lose interest in dealing with pounds, shillings, and pence, who will take charge of maintaining your large family? Whether you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are all my eternal servants, birth after birth. However, Just obey one order from me. Do not spend any of the king's revenue. First, you should pay the revenue due the king, and then you may spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities. Do not spend even one farthing for sinful activities, for which you will be the loser, both in this life and the next. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade them farewell. And thus, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Bhavananda Roy. That mercy was now clearly demonstrated, although it appeared to be something different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all and bade them farewell. Then, all the devotees got up and left, loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. Now, seeing the extraordinary mercy that Lord Chaitanya had granted to the family of Bhavananda Roy, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested Lord Chaitanya to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patanayaka, Lord Chaitanya replied that he could do nothing. And thus, I have simply described the chastisement of Gopinath Patanayaka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patanayaka without directly making requests of either Kashi Mishra or King Prataparudra. The intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if one has complete faith in service to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Whether or not one understands it, if one hears of this incident concerning the activities of Gopinath Patanayaka and Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy upon him, certainly he or she will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya, and all dangers will be nullified. Recorded February 25, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Eshkha Diya Shabna Diya Perche Neche Goranitai. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Niche Mayar Boshe Jacho Beshe Kacho Habu Dububai. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Radha Krishna Bobo Bolo Re Shobhai. Jeev Krishna Das Hey Vishwas Korle Toar Dukho Nai. Radha Krishna, bo bo, bolo re shobai. Radha Krishna, bo bo, bolo re shobai. Krishna bolbe jabe, pulak habe, shorbe anki. Boli tai Radha Krishna bo bo bolo re shobai Radha Krishna bo bo bolo re shobai Radha Krishna Polo, Sange Chalo, E Matra Bikhachai. Radha Krishna Bobo, Bolo Re Subai. Radha Krishna Bobo. Bolo re shobai Jai shakal bipod Bhakti vinod Bole jakon Onam gai Jai shakal bipod Bhakti vinod Bole jakon Onam gai Radha Krishna Bolbo Bolo Re Shobai Radha Krishna Bolbo Bolo Re Shobai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Krishna Bol Gaur Nitai gave this instruction while wandering throughout Nadia. Needlessly under the control of Maya, carried away by her waves, we sometimes float and sometimes we sink. But if we can have this much faith that I am Krishna's eternal servant, then there will be no more misery. So when you chant Krishna's holy name, you will shiver in ecstasy. And you will shed tears. So please, join us in chanting. Only this we beg. All dangers go away whenever Thakur Bhaktivinod chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.